You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, due to a question that I was asked by Virtual Escape and what I'm seeing surrounding current events, I definitely feel like a rant this morning. Now, so far as Virtual Escape's question, he wanted to know my opinion about the Stephen A. Smith and Jasmine Crockett beef. Well, I will first start off by saying that insofar as Stephen A. Smith, I don't agree with everything that he says, like any normal person would. However, I'm going to enact the broken clock analogy, and we all know what that is. A broken clock is right twice a day. Now, insofar as his excoriation of Jasmine Crockett, I am 1,000% behind him. I truly am. Why? Because let's go ahead and tell the truth on what Jasmine Crockett, her role is with the Democrats. She's meant to be the younger, more radical replacement for Maxine Waters. Yep. Now, mind you, for a while, Maxine Waters had the nickname Mad Maxine. However, the appropriate nickname for Jasmine Crockett would be Jezebel Jasmine. Mm-hmm. Why? Well, you have to understand, when it comes to black women and them being loudmouth and aggressive, she plays that part to a T. However, if you actually go back and look in Jasmine Crockett's history, she is none of what she is being paid to portray. She didn't grow up in the ghetto. She did not have ratchet parents or anything like that. No, she actually grew up very privileged. She went to good schools. She came up in a good community. But she had to adopt the stereotypical ghetto ratchet behavior to actually appeal to the base, the Democrats' strongest base, regardless of everything that the black community has been put through under Democratic leadership. She still has to maintain that face. Now, I find it ironic that there was a woman in Memphis who put out a video talking about how safe she finally felt. The fact that her kids were able to go out and play. And the response from the low vibrational black community was, oh, she's a coon. She's a sellout. Mind you, Jasmine Crockett is actually the biggest sellout, the biggest coon. But once again, too many low vibrational black people have no problem saying, oh, she's a real black woman. Wow. Talk about living down to the stereotypes that are earned. However, in light of all of that, I'm starting to see the cracks forming. I'm starting to see a shift. Now, of course, you had the typical overly emotional black men rushing in to defend Jasmine Crockett, which is another reason why other communities do not take the black community seriously. Because for some odd reason, the wiring in the Black community has been damn near permanently twisted to where we believe wrong is right, right is wrong. But like I said, however, there is starting to be a shift, a cracks that is starting to form, a rift. Now, Angry Man many years ago said in one of his biggest live streams that there needs to be a separation amongst the Black community. So, in my humble opinion, I'm starting to see the Chris Rock special that he did, the stand-up bit, Black People versus Ninjas, starting to actually play out. Yes, there are Black people, Black men and women, who have changed, who are seeing the light, who are saying, you know what? At first, I didn't fuck with Trump like that. However, the results of him coming into these cities, that cannot be denied. Hell, you even have people in Atlanta, ATL, saying, hey, Trump, send them boys down here. Yeah. So yes, the rift is starting to form. The separation is slowly but surely starting to happen. Yeah. Good, hardworking, law-abiding Black people are starting to separate themselves from the dregs of Black society. Oh, yeah. It's a wonderful thing to see. Now, of course, speaking of Memphis, of course you had the Bonnet Crew come out talking about, oh, this is gentrification, blah, 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 blah. Not realizing that every time they say this is gentrification and Blacks are going to be pushed out, this, that, and the other, what's their always go-to plan for this? We need resources. However, as I stated in a previous video, no one is going to invest in a crime-ridden area. No one. Why is somebody going to give you resources when you proved that you're incapable of actually using the resources to actually launch things like businesses and get them off the ground and keep them protected? Why? Because there have been far too many businesses that have been started in Black neighborhoods that were robbed out of business. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course, the Pookie sympathizers are coming out in force too. Yeah. Young Black men, do not crash out because of these women. They're trying to get you to go out there and do something stupid and end up on a t-shirt. Don't fall for that shaming language. Don't do it. Yeah, a lot of Black men are also seeing the light. You've had TikToks of Black men in Memphis saying, you know what? At first, I didn't fuck with Trump like that, but seeing the results, you know what? I can't disagree with him. I'm actually feeling safe now. Yeah. But once again, it's absolutely hilarious. The fact that all the YNs have decided to go into hiding. It's a beautiful thing. So yeah, gentrification, I've actually changed my position on it. I think it's a good thing because if there's a community, a Black community that has proven that it cannot police itself and still want to play victimhood and ask for resources, then yeah, it should be gentrified out. Push them out. If they're not going to step up to the plate and say, hey, you know what? We're actually going to make a good, safe environment for us, then yeah, buy them out. Because they've proven that they can't take care of places that they inhabit. The lawlessness, the rampant crime, Yeah, no one's going to put money into that. But yeah, all in all, I'm seeing the schisms form. I'm seeing the cracks form. I'm seeing the rift start to happen. The separation is starting to happen. And that's a good thing, because for the longest time, the Black community has tried to have the thought process of we need to bring everybody along with us. However, no, nah. There are more Black people who are realizing, you know what? There are some Black people who are so far gone, so beyond help, that they have to be left behind. You can't bring everybody with you. So yeah, in my humble opinion, it looks like the great separation is actually starting to happen. And it's been far too long. It's been a long time coming. So yeah, the Black people that are actually understanding and changing their ways and seeing the light, good. Good on you. All you got to do is take that action. If it's to move, so be it. If it's to, you know, arm yourself and protect yourself, so be it. But yeah, this is a great time. And with that being said, yeah, I never thought this would happen in my lifetime, but hey, you know what? A good, strong leader is going to get things done. And I'm glad to be able to see this. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Let me know what you guys think insofar as more and more Black people starting to actually wake up and see the light, and especially leave the Democratic Party and the preparations for separation. And for all you Black women out there, you 92% who are still on the Democratic plantation, who are still Pookie sympathizers, you better understand this, even though I know you never will, but I'll say it anyway. All the fake power that you believe the Democrats have given you, that is going out. Feminism, which was never your fight to begin with, has all but abandoned you, especially in the job sector, where so many of you have been put out on your ass. And guess what? The sensible Black men have decided, you know what? We're not going to extend that lifeline to you. We told you long ago, and we kept telling you up to now, that jumping in bed with the government was not going to be in your best interest. So now that Big Daddy government is essentially filed for divorce from you, yeah, you got nowhere to turn. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am